Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me through my personal website. That's AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to that website, folks, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you do that, I'm going to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with lots of tools and techniques that will help you to create the life that you desire. So go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. So, Christopher, it looks like we're going to have a pretty interesting show tonight, my friend.
Yes, it's been an interesting day. Actually, the whole day has been very weird. A lot of weird happenings today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we got to tell everybody before we started this show, just as we're getting ready to start, our guest had problems with her Skype. And I'm having problems with my Skype, and then just as we're starting, Skype starts working for me. But earlier this week, my website went off the face of the earth. It disappeared.
That's unbelievable. And I'm not going to get into details, but the post office was supposed to have a piece of mail for me today, and they lost it, and it's off in La La Land.
Wow.
So there's weird things happening, isn't there?
Well, yeah, and you know, I can tell you, I can see why it's happening for me, and I'm going to talk about that later in the show tonight, but I can tell you folks that, and Chris, you and I've talked about this, it is freezing in my office right now. And you know what that means? Like, you and I aren't running the show, we've got all those loved ones and angels on the other side taking over the show for us tonight.
I believe it.
So are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So what we promised everyone, we're going to talk, you know, each week about our exercise. So what's happening? Fill everybody in.
All right. Well, not a lot of progress, except I have to say that efforts are being made. We have a team coach. I have a team coach. I'm on a team at Westerly Fitness, and it's called the World's Biggest Loser Weight Loss Challenge. You've heard of the TV show, The World's Biggest Loser?
Yes.
Well, I've never watched it, but I know that's what it's a take on that show. And basically, we're all competing to see which team has the most combined lost weight. And my coach called me, I called him, and I actually literally, just before I started the show, I was just at the gym getting some information, and I weighed in. I don't know if you want to hear my weight. Do you want to hear my weight?
I do.
Okay, yeah. It's I'm going to have to muffle this a little. It's 277.8.
Well, you know what? You got a starting point. Like, as my personal trainer says, okay, so you know where you're starting, so then you just move forward from there. You know? I know, and you know this, and folks, if you haven't heard our show before, I've been working with a personal trainer twice a week. And so I've said to my trainer, okay, you know what? I want to get weighed. I want to get measured. I want the body fat, the whole thing done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I like for when he says to me, okay, so what are your goals? And I said, you know, get the body fat percentage down. And I want to go, I'm in a size 12 now. And I want to get down to a size 8. So I said, you know, let's look at where I'm going to focus. And as he's working with me, I visualize on the areas where I want to lose, like where I'm the areas to lose. And then I'm seeing that I'm going shopping and I'm down to a size 8. So this is what my little secret is, because I found, for me, visualizing to see like the number on, I don't really go by the number on the scales. So I just go by how my clothes fit. But I have to tell you, my future son-in-law and my daughter, they were over last week, and my daughter said, called me, pulled me aside. She goes, "Mom, I have to ask you a question." Like, you know, her fiance was really concerned about me. I said, "Why is he concerned about me?" And she says, "Mom, you're really losing a lot of inches. And you know, he's really concerned. Has the Crohn's disease come back? Are you not telling me something? Are you healthy?" And I said, no, I'm so healthy, and it's incredible. And so, you know, she felt that I was good because she knows the signs. And I said, "I'm never going back there. That's the choice I made." But what my secrets have been is that, you know, working out at the gym. And then also, I don't know if I told you, Chris, but folks, if you don't know about this book, y'all have to get it. It's called Eat Right for Your Blood Type. Do you know that book, Chris?
No, I don't know that book.
Okay, well, this book, again, you know, when we're looking for something, we put the intention out, we want to, you know, take our health to the higher level, the right people show up with the right answers. And when we were coming back from our Caribbean cruise, I was having problems with swelling, and I drank water. I did everything what I thought was right in putting in my body. But keep in mind, as you know, Christopher, I'm missing 3 feet of my intestine, right?
Yes.
So I've never had the right person tell me how to eat, right? So this flight attendant on the plane pulls out this book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type, out of her purse and says, "You know, have you been eating a lot of chicken?" I said, "I was eating chicken every dinner on this Caribbean cruise. In fact, the chef made my meals for me, right? I'm so proud of myself." She said, "What's your blood type?" And I said, "My blood type, really?" And so I told her, and so she said, "Oh, B bloods should not eat chicken." And so I thought, okay. So she, for 4 hours, I sat in my seat looking over her book, and it was incredible. And so I, you know, got to the airport and bought the copy, Eat Right for Your Blood Type, and then I bought the book, Cook Right for Your Blood Type. And so my husband Ross and I are following this plan, and we've given the plan to our kids, and we are finding that we're so more energized. We are sleeping better. We are losing inches, both of us. It is phenomenal, and it's not a hard thing to do. And so this book, it tells you, you know, what all the blood types are for what foods you should have and the recipes and that. So it's been awesome. It's absolutely awesome. And Ross and I are just having a hoot with this, you know, eating properly and having our date nights now, no longer going out, but going to the kitchen and cooking. So you got to get that book. It's amazing.
And you know what you had mentioned before about worrying about, you know, your family was worried about was the Crohn's disease coming back. But I think automatically when somebody sees somebody, like I'm sure if I saw you, Sue, you can tell when somebody has healthily, you know, in a healthy way, you've lost the weight. And I can tell just by your energy and the way you're feeling, and I'm sure by the color of your skin and everything, that it's very apparent that this is a healthy weight loss you're experiencing.
It is. And, you know, I think what's been happening is the foods that I was eating wasn't healthy for my body. It was like I was putting bad gas in my tank, right? Mm-hmm. And so it was showing. And so now that, you know, we're eating so healthy, like we're both having so much more energy. And Ross said, "Are you feeling okay? Like, you really got color in your face." And, you know, so it's really amazing how a little thing by changing what you eat. And, you know, like one thing that I kept out of my diet is ketchup. And, like, ketchup is pretty good on, you know, some foods, right? And I've just stopped having that, stopped having, you know, chicken and eating fish more. And everything's homemade from scratch, healthy, you know. And it has been really amazing. So I have to give you and all the listeners a recipe now, okay? It's really easy. Are you ready for this?
I got my pen out.
I want you to know that, like, you got to make this for sure. So this is a recipe for gingered squash soup, okay? Now, trust me, all of you are going to love it. And all you do is you just take one large winter squash, and it's 4 cloves of garlic, and you're peeling it. Am I going too fast, by the way?
Too fast for me to write down, but maybe not listeners.
Okay. If I'm going too fast, email me after, folks, because I'm just so excited when I can share something with you, right? So, again, so you're having one large winter squash. You have 4 cloves of garlic that you're peeling. You have a 1-inch piece of fresh garlic, and you chop that up. A little bit of salt and 3 cups of water, and you just cook it all together, and then you just simply take and you put it in the pot and cook it, and then put it in your food processor, and then blend it together. It is awesome, awesome, awesome. And that is really good for all the blood types of OAB and AB negative. Highly beneficial. So I want you all to check that out. That's your homework I'm going to give you all, including you, Christopher, my friend.
Oh, I know. I expect it.
Yeah. So yeah, check that out. So that has been my secret. So it's really been a real gift for me being on that plane and meeting that flight attendant. So that's been the short version of what we've been going on through here this week. So your focus, what's your goal to get down to?
Well, I would love to get down to, this is kind of a high goal or low goal to shoot for, but 200 would be great.
Yep. Okay. And so, I want to get down to a size 8. I never look at the numbers because I know how my clothes fit on me, so I want to get to a size 8. So I'm visualizing seeing that tag on the clothes that I'm getting. So visualize where you want to lose it off your body, and that'll help start getting you going.
Well, I think you know where I want to lose it.
I know, but I didn't know if you wanted me to say that on the air, so... Anyways, I guess we should go on to the show now, right? This all goes together, folks. Trust me. We have got an amazing show for you because we're talking so much tonight about your health. Well, tonight, folks, we're going to help you get back into the driver's seat of your family's health. And let me ask you this, okay? Are you doing the same health approach over and over and expecting a different result, and that result is not coming? Or are you feeling left feeling frustrated, confused, and just wondering what to do? Well, if I'm saying this and you're answering yes, our guest doctor, Sarah Farron, is going to help you in easy-to-understand, bite-sized pieces, a different and safer understanding of what health is and where it comes from. And I want to give you Dr. Sarah's website. It's vitalmums.com. Okay, again, that's Dr. Sarah Farron, and her website is vitalmums.com. Okay, so what we're going to do now is before we bring Sarah on, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we come back. We're going to get Sarah to start sharing what you can do differently, like what Christopher and I have been talking about. Okay, so we're going to take that quick break, and then when we come back, Dr. Sarah is going to inspire you, she's going to educate you, and we're all going to get moving with our health in better and more positive ways. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Is your life too full of chaos and no calm? In other words, have you ever felt like you just don't have enough time or energy to get everything accomplished? Clutter and interruptions make it difficult to see what you need to truly be doing. Rest assured, there is a solution. Missy Bystrom, owner of the Organized Connection with over 25 years of experience, will guide and support you with teaching you how to slow down the chaos, clear out the clutter, and implement the calm. Go to the Organized Connection. So you can have that peaceful, productive life you so deserve, whether it's at home, in your business, or just in your life in general. Now is the time to take that step in stopping the chaos. OrganizedConnection.com. Begin living that balanced life that you thought only others could obtain. Just upload this MP3 or CD and listen to it whenever you are able. The words and suggestions are so powerful. Go to theorganizedconnection.com. Let your calm and peaceful life be your reality.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have an amazing lady here today, folks. My guest is Dr. Sarah Farron, and our topic is get back into the driver's seat of your family's health. So without any further delay, and me talking about how I love my new Eat Right for Your Blood Type and all these recipes I've been sharing, Dr. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Sue. It's so lovely to be sharing with you and your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I'm really excited. Anytime that we can inspire people to really kick up their health in a positive way, I'm so excited. So, you know, let me ask you the first question. How do you, first of all, define health? What's the meaning of that for you?
Well, how about if we start with the way that the majority of society sees health, this whole kind of indoctrinated understanding of what health is. And okay. I like to call that, Sue, what's our family health pattern? And we've just been talking about food, so I think this actually fits in absolutely perfectly here. Let's look at this like a family recipe. Yep. So we have, for instance, let's say we're all in an Italian family. You know how much they love to cook and family's always around and bolognese is always one of their specialties. I think you call that in the U.S. the marinara sauce, the meat and tomato sauce, you know, for pasta, for spaghetti.
Yeah, is that right, Kristen?
That is right.
I don't know.
That's marinara.
Okay, good. Okay, I got it. So let's say that we are all in an Italian family. We're all sitting down at the dinner table, and we have the great-grandmother. She's still alive, and she knows this marinara or bolognese spaghetti sauce recipe like the back of her hand. And she has taught the grandmother, who's taught the mother, who's now taught the child, what this family recipe is. Now, the interesting part is that this recipe, it's not written down anywhere. It's handed down by observation and by actions and by language. And the recipe has not changed for, let's say, a century, hundreds of years, because this great-grandmother, you know, learnt it from her mother, from the grandmother, from the great-grandmother, and the generations continue. The only thing that, let's say, that might have changed slightly would be the quality of the ingredients. And I say to people, if we have that understanding, if we can look at that analogy, then let's take that understanding and place it into our health. So what was it that your parents did via actions, observations, and the language that they used that resulted in you approaching the health of your children or your own health in the same way? I.e., let's say that a child falls over, grazes their knee, what we would say, we would hug them. That's an action or observation. We would hug them. We would say, oh, dear. You know, in a traditional model, we'd say, oh, dear. And then most people would go and get a Band-Aid, and as they're placing it on, would say, this will be make it all better. So we're taught then that health comes from the outside in, via what we've learned in the actions and the observations. And if we can see it in that way, like this family health recipe, and I just put in the what's the family health pattern, then people can start to see in their own families what this lineage is that got handed down to them that now becomes this indoctrinated system. And, you know, what was really interesting in terms of me kind of observing that in this family health pattern. When I was, I'll share this story with you, that when I was living in Queensland, which is my home country is Australia, and I was living in Queensland, which is a state of Australia, and I had birthed our second boy, and I really wanted to know what people thought about health, because the whole of my life has been pretty much in health for 25 years, actually. I've been a part of this industry. And I really wanted to know how people were interpreting it. And so I went and stood at our local shopping mall. And, you know, when you've got a baby in your arms, everybody wants to come up and have a look at this newborn baby and ask questions. And it was a great way, Sue and Chris, to be able to ask them, well, what is health? Mm-hmm. And the majority of the people came back to me and they said, well, health is about having no pain. It's about having no signs and symptoms. It's about exercising, eating right, and being happy. And I said to myself, wow, is that really what people are interpreting health by? And when I laid out all of these responses, I kind of, for want of a word, got this downloaded information saying that society is seeing our health from a feeling perspective as opposed to a function perspective. And they're two vastly different ways of being able to view health. Yeah. And And I think it's really interesting when we start to see that it's not necessarily it's an argument. It's just a different way of viewing health. Are we viewing it by how we feel, or are we choosing to view it by how we function? And if we looked at something like Webster's Medical Dictionary, it actually says that health is about optimum physical, mental, and social well-being, and not necessarily the absence of disease. In other words, it's almost saying to us and explaining to us that we actually need a little bit of that disease in order to build our immunity and help perpetuate our growth as human beings to be able to adapt to our world. So it's a very different way of looking at health, feeling versus function.
You know, and I can tell you that, you know, I created Crohn's disease within myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge wake-up call for me. It was a huge lesson on a number of things. It helped me to discover how my emotions were really affecting me in a negative way. Because, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you know Crohn's disease. If you look up in Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, it was all about fear. And I was so full of fear in every way you can think of. I was full of fear of being the center of attention, fear of making a mistake, you name it. I was fearful of it, and it really helped me to see, hey, you know what? Like, everything happens for a reason, and you know, why am I full of fear? And if I ever have anything to really prove this, but then it helped me go deeper. And you know, I inherited from all my family. So when you're saying the parent, the traits, right? I look back, my aunts, my cousins, my grandmother, all through generations, all had some sort of bowel disease. And it was all the same trait. And I was the only family member that let go of and made the changes, and everyone else is still in that place with disease. But, you know, I am disease-free now. I'm never going back there. But it was kind of interesting how you were saying about the Italian family passing down, because there's so much to that. It's so true.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
And then, you know, and then we bring in the whole understanding of our perceptions and what we choose to see in our environment then alters our physiology, physically, chemically, and emotionally, to create those circumstances to give us those lessons in order to change our life. So absolutely what you're saying is you know, the first question to ask yourself is, why did I create this in the first place?
Yeah,
and you know, good on you for taking that journey. That's great.
Well, and I think, too, like, you know, I'm a very strong, Christopher, would you say that I'm stubborn or strong-willed? Or would you think
can I say both?
You can. Because I love you, I'll let you say both.
Well, I only speak the truth, dear.
But, you know, like, I'm really an individual that if someone tells me I can't do something, like, I'm going to prove them wrong and show them I can. And so when they told me it was an incurable disease, I thought, no, I'm not accepting that. And I didn't, and I've, you know, done so much work on myself, and it's really, really been worth it. So I just wanted to share that with everyone, because miracles do happen with your health, and, you know, you can attract the right people to help you to have the answers and, you know, have that motivation to make the changes, because it really is worth it. What I want to focus on now for a couple of minutes is, like, we're talking about how, you know, generations affect generations and what we, you know, how we can help our kids in our words and stuff like that. Let's focus on some things maybe that parents are doing now that they think are great for their kids but aren't, so that they can become aware of what they can do differently. Can you give some examples?
Yeah.
Can we put you on pressure here?
No. Well, to frame it for the parents, because parents might be thinking, well, this is what happens when a lot of parents come to me, Sue. They're in this position of absolute frustration, exactly what you said at the beginning. Are they doing the same thing over and over again, expecting this different result, and it never comes? And we know Einstein said that's the definition of insanity. And so they come to me feeling really frustrated and very kind of disillusioned by the whole system that they're a part of. And one of the things that I provide for them is choice. That's why Vital Mums is the number one place for smart health choices for your family, because we give them that opportunity to see in which health approach they're actually sitting. That's the first thing, is kind of lifting that veil off that indoctrinated thought process of where health comes from, so people can actually see that they do have choice. And
that's a big one. That's really a big one, for sure.
Yeah, Yeah, and then, as you would know, when you took that journey through your Crohn's disease, how much more empowering it was for you to be able to be in that driver's seat and make those decisions and be really clear that this was your body, trusting that woman's intuition again, and being able to get back into that driver's seat of your own life. And the mums come kind of in a car without a steering wheel, for want of a word, and we provide that opportunity for that steering wheel to reappear and say, you have the opportunity to drive it in whichever direction that you want. However, if you don't know that there's choice available, then you're part of an indoctrinated system that is just perpetuating your frustration and your disillusionment. So the first thing I would say is if we add in this piece, is what are those health approaches? What do they look like so that mums get to have that choice? And it's irrefutable, I guess, for me, after 25 years, like I said, in this industry, to know that there are hundreds of different health professions. And I absolutely acknowledge that, and I absolutely acknowledge that they are individual and unique in their own right. However, when I started to look at kind of like all the world's information about health and how to put it into these bite-sized pieces so parents could be a lot clearer, what I found very unique was that there are three separate health approaches, only three. In other words, I could walk into someone's practice or business that said that they were a health professional, look at what they were doing, listen to their language, understand their systems, and then be able to go, this is where you are in terms of your health approach. If you want to be here, you've got to move here. And I could do that too with a family. We could go into the family dynamic, look at the language, look at what they're doing, look at what they're saying, look at the actions, and then go, well, actually, you might think intellectually you're sitting here, but really you're sitting here.
Yeah.
So the health approaches, when I started to look at the Latin interpretation of the names that they, the two of the names that they were given, most people will know, but the third one I actually named. And the Latin interpretation of allopathic, let's start with that one because it's the most well-known one.
Okay.
This allopathic approach to health, pathic actually means remaining passive. So in this system, this is where you would go to someone to get something, to take something away, because our interpretation of health is about how we feel and not how we function. So therefore, if I have something, I've been told that I'm not healthy, and when I don't have that, i.e. when the signs and symptoms of the pain are no longer present, I must be healthy. So we go to someone who's deemed to be more educated than ourselves. We go to someone that is deemed to have more qualifications in understanding our human body and being able to tell me what's wrong with me. When I go to that person, I get a treatment. Now, when we look at the Latin of that word, treat means deal with and ment means mind. So all we're going to do when we go into this approach to health, this allopathic remaining passive approach, you're going to get something that's going to deal with your mind only. It's going to create an illusionary understanding that you are healthy. In fact, the pain, the signs and symptoms are still present. They're just shifting around your body. So wait a few days, a few minutes, a few moments, a week, a month, and something else will show up. And again, you will re-enter into that system. Now, this is a system that the majority of people in society use. It's the one that we're indoctrinated in. It's the one that usually forms the family pattern based on the family recipe, that analogy that I gave at the beginning. The next approach is, if people get frustrated enough, then they'll go, I don't want to do that system in anymore, which is actually the number one killer of people within the Western world currently. I want to go to something else. So what they do is they look for the next best thing that is most closely aligned, and that is the alternative approach. And then when we break down the word alternative, or break down the word native, and when I ask this when I speak, you know, publicly around the world, most people think native means whole, or they think it means natural. But when you break down the root meaning of it, native actually means offering a choice. So any profession traditionally that wasn't placed in that's not dispensing drugs or medications of any kind is placed in this, let's call it a bucket, because this is where tons and tons and tons, hundreds of health professions sit, because they're not prescribing, selling, or dispensing medications or drugs or performing surgery. So that's where they sit, in this alternative bucket. Native means offering a choice. The philosophy, the beliefs, the systems, the processes, the languages is generally the same as the allopathic approach, but now I'm just giving you a choice. What do you want to use? Do you want to use
can I add to this? Because, you know, this is, I've seen a real pattern with all the people that I've helped. I've worked with thousands in ALS disease, and they all have said the same thing. Well, my doctor is God, only they know the answer. And I want to make it clear to everyone listening, we're not here to tell you stop going to your doctor. We're just saying you have other choices, and look into them. And you know, one of the things that I was seeing this pattern, and I actually put together a fundraiser, and it was a fundraiser of all, bringing all kinds of alternative health practitioners together, for people to come to see what options are out there. And it was absolutely amazing how many people can do so many different things and that can help you other than a drug for a drug for a drug, like what was happening for me. I was in a pattern where the doctors say, oh, you need a drug for this. And I'd go back and they'd say, oh, you need a drug for this because you've got this side effect now, you know? Mm-hmm. And so once I made that choice of seeing what else was out there, that's when the turning point started to happen. And, you know, I was having this conversation with my husband just last night. And I was saying, my gosh, you know, when I look back, if I didn't make the choice I had of, and if I had of listened to this, I had this one surgeon, and I had a lot of fistulas from Crohn's disease, and they were like taking over my organs, shutting them down, and they wanted to remove my large bowel and have this bag attached to me for the rest of my life. Well, again, that, I guess you could say, the stubborn me or strong will, I hear Chris laughing as I'm saying this, came in, and I said, no, I'm not going through this, and that's when I looked for other options. And so when I did that, that's when I discovered Reiki, acupuncture, network chiropractic, you know, all these different massage therapy, all these different techniques. And so I was drawn to network chiropractic and to Reiki for me personally. And so what happened when I went for the Reiki treatments, the fistulas started going away. And so I went back to the surgeon. I said, you're going to give me 3 months because that's my choice, and I'm going to see another option how this will help, but I will keep you informed. And I told him what I was going for. And then when I went back, he said, okay, we don't even need to do surgery on you now. Whatever you've done have removed, you know, the things that we needed to operate on. So it was just amazing. It showed me, boy, how empowering it is when we look for other options. And, you know, so I just had to add that in with that because, you know, folks, you need to know you do have options. And, you know, you're hearing this from two people here today.
Yeah, it's really powerful, isn't it? I mean, you can get back, I think, so much of that women's intuition and really being, you know, the mother to our children. And we are the ones that really know our children more than anybody else. You know, if we were in a park having a barbecue and my kids were climbing up a tree and you were looking at them and you were kind of like, oh, my gosh, are they going to fall out of that tree? And you would say, Sarah, are your kids okay up the tree? And I would take me less than a second to glance and go, yep, they're fine. Because I know my kids, I know what they're capable of, even though you might have been standing there going, oh my gosh, they're going to fall, they're going to be okay, because you don't have that affinity or that connection in with them. And it's about exactly what you said, Sue, giving moms, giving parents this opportunity to raise their hand and say, yeah, that absolutely is choice. And incurable, when we look at that word in terms of Latin, means cure from within. So know, whenever somebody says it's incurable, it's like, no, it's not. It's curable from within. I can, you know, I absolutely can be in the driver's seat of my own life. You know,
and that, I have to tell you, that really burns my butt. you see a doctor that doesn't think something's is possible. And, I just love to prove them wrong. I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and I love you all if you're listening. But, you know, I've also seen ones who have said, you know, another fate. And, you know, I just want everyone to know that you do have other options and, you know, look into them. What I did, Sarah, was when my kids got older, my kids are grown up now, And as they got older, I really, you know, took my healing journey with them. And, you know, I said, look, at watch your thoughts. And when my kids would have a cough or something, I'd say, well, what are you so angry about? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I gave each one of my girls and my stepdaughters the book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay. And I said, look at girls. You need to look that there is an emotional reason for this happening. And let's go deeper, not just, okay, you have a virus or whatever, you know. And boy, did it was really amazing when they would look up and see what was going on, and they'd say, you know, I just don't want to deal with that. I don't want to know this. Why do you have to share this with me, you know?
Exactly. And where you were heading with your kids at that age, I would say would be into this third health approach that I identified, and it's called the alternate. And nate actually means inborn. And when you start to then see the three health approaches, allopathic, remaining passive, alternative, offering a choice, alternate, inborn, you see that the far two are kind of the antithesis of each other, and the middle one swings in between. And the really important point here, and you raised it beautifully just before, Sue, is that when you walk into an approach that is allopathic, you're going against a grain if you're entering into that system with an alternative mindset, or if you've already started to take the journey to the alternative, if not to the alternate, then what you are doing, attempting to change somebody's beliefs and understanding in a system that's indoctrinated in thought. So for me, the way the doctors see health and what they do with the health in terms of medical doctors, not chiropractic or naturopathic doctors, medical doctors do health, is absolutely valid in their particular approach and their definition of health. However, there are other ways to interpret the health, like we've shared here with the Webster's dictionary definition, and certainly the alternate understanding of health being that you are a self-healing, self-regulating organism that's constantly adapting to your life. And in that, you know, adaptation to your life is the creation internally of disease states and health states, that in fact, if we only look at being healthy and we don't look at the disease that we create, then we also create an illusion by only looking at one half of ourselves rather than the whole. And in this alternate approach, I'm very much into making sure the families are looking at the whole child rather than just one half of them. And we do that through the physical, chemical, and the emotional well-being, and we cross over to other areas of life as well. So it's important, I think, going back to that question that you very first asked, is how can we assist those families? And at Vital Mums, we give the parents the opportunity to enter in and come play with us and say, you know what, I'm actually in the allopathic, but I want to move away and I don't know where to go. Well, we educate them on the alternative approach, and we educate them on the alternate approach, and we very specifically use and look at language in order to be able to move them across. So, for instance, in the allopathic approach, when life is happening to you in that approach, you caught the disease, you got the disease, it came from the outside in, and therefore we have to fight it and get it out. So the language that goes with that is sickness. Oh, you're sick. Whereas in the alternate approach, and how I've chosen to raise our children, because I wanted to raise them very specifically with this understanding of the alternate approach and not use the language of the allopathic approach, was instead of using sickness in our household and in the Vital Mums community, we use the word health expression. So what was the reason for the health expression? What did you create? What was happening in your life? What was the significant event that occurred? And so what we've done at Vital Mums is that we break down all of those different inverted commas sicknesses according to age groups, and mums can click on the age group of their child, and it comes up with all of those health expressions, and from the different health approaches, it speaks about what is occurring. So mums can go, oh, I want to stay here, or wow, I know that information now, I want to go to this alternative. And they've got that supportive community then to be able to assist them with making those moves, which is great.
And that's important, too, because I know when I was first starting out, it was like, where do we go for what? Where do you start? And that's great. Now, I want to share your website, because we've been talking about where people can go. That website, folks, that we're talking about is vitalmumsplural.com. And you also have a free gift for everybody listening. Do you want to tell them what that is, and then we'll give the link for that, too?
Yeah,
do you,
sure.
Do you remember? Yeah. Sorry, remember.
I do.
Okay, good.
it's there's three gifts and there's one bonus within that gift. And the first gift is an audio recording of What You Don't Know Can Hurt You.
Did we lose her?
I think we did lose her. Okay, well, you're
on here.
She's back.
Here.
Oh, good.
The joy of technology. True, I thought we were going to an early commercial break there.
Well, soon you have to remember, she's all the way over there in New Zealand, so, you know.
I know. Did you want me to keep going, or are you going to go to a break?
No, keep going, because we're almost finished here, actually.
Okay, great. So there's three gifts. Let me retrace that. Three gifts and one bonus. The first one is an audio recording of when I put together a tour across Australia and New Zealand called the Vital Health Tour, and it's an audio recording from that, What You Don't Know Can Hurt You and Your Kids. Then there's also a health report, and this would be with the one that I would really want the mums to read, and it's provided there for them. It's 36 pages, and it's all about health choice, and it breaks down more so the different health approaches that we've been talking about, valuable information. There's also a complimentary e-zine subscription that comes out every month. I give tidbits and information, recommendations for people, places, products, premieres, you know, all that sort of thing. And I share moments of my own life in that as well about the journey that I'm taking with my children and what I'm doing. So it shares the vulnerable part of me as a mother and also the professional part of how we're looking at health. And then the bonus one is if they want to get on a book a call or anything with me and have a conversation, then I'm quite happy to do that, especially if they're frustrated and unsure of what to do, then they have that opportunity. And the URL for that is www.vitalmums.com/3 and then the word gifts, G-I-F-T-S. And
perfect.
They can go there and download that information.
Folks, I want to just add to that. You do want to check this out. There's a lot of great information there. It is really phenomenal. So go to that. It's vitalmums.com/3 gifts, G-I-F-T-S. Sarah, we are out of time, my friend. You have been phenomenal.
I'd love to have someone else come on
with me and share and kick butts, but in a real loving way, folks. I'm adding that loving way there. Right? So thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
We are out of time, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to give some final words of inspiration to you. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, tonight my guest, Dr. Sarah Frederick, gave you lots of information to improve your health. Now, what I want to do is I want to take this time to inspire you some more. I really feel that tonight some of you may be thinking, well, I can do that. Some of you might be thinking, someday I'll do that. And then there were some others maybe thinking, yeah, that just didn't make sense to me. Well, I want to tell you firsthand, folks, that absolutely the biggest gift each one of us are given each day is to wake up and be breathing. I can tell you firsthand that if you don't have your health, you have nothing. Think about it. Without your health, you're not independent. You cannot be spontaneous to enjoy life to its fullest. It holds you back. So how do I know this? I shared a little bit earlier in the show. But in August of 1996, I laid in a hospital bed, and I was told that I just had 30 minutes to live. My intestine burst due to complications that I had from Crohn's disease. As I lay there, I started reflecting over my life. I had a near-death experience. And I want to tell you folks that this is really not the place that any of you want to be in. But for me, it was a huge wake-up call on what is really, really important in life. I'd say it again, if we do not have our health, we don't have anything. And I didn't have my health. And I had to look at all those reasons why I didn't. Now, so often we get so busy and we're so distracted from others. But ultimately, it just comes down to what choice we want to do in our daily routine, right? So what do? Okay, why are we not choosing to eat properly? Why maybe are you not starting to exercise in your daily routine? Here's something so simple what you can do right now is instead of getting in your car and, you know, driving down a block away to drop off your kids somewhere or to, you know, go to the store, why not get in the car, but just walk. Get some exercise that way. Choose to eat properly. Eat foods that are natural for you. Don't eat those TV dinners and all those pre-made things because they're not good for you and they're so full of crap. I'm sorry, but that's the only word that can come to my mind over that. I had a huge wake-up call last week. I found that for me personally, my time management was out of whack. I find that I get so many emails and I can spend so much time just answering emails and not accomplishing what's important to me. Now, I shared with you that I work now with a personal trainer. I started a few weeks ago, and my routine now is every Wednesday and every Friday morning, I'm at the gym working out with my trainer. I know for me personally that it's only up to me how my health is going to be. And I know that for me, I need to have my health. Not only because I choose it because that's number one importance to me, but I know that I have to have energy. I need to be able to not feel sluggish or tired or be sick to keep up with the pace of my lifestyle and for me to have that balance between my career and my family and my husband and my grandchildren and my children and my pets and everything else that I do. So now what I do is I take every Wednesday and Friday morning and I block it off as my health time. I'm really fortunate that I can do that. Now I know not all of you can do that, but maybe you can block off an hour after your work hours, maybe a couple times a week. So what happened for me? This was my wake-up call. On Friday during my health time, I had somebody who sent me an email. Now, I'm at the gym working out. Okay, I'm not focusing on emails and what's happening. I'm putting my focus where I need to. So what happened, I got the email coming in on Friday, and that was it. So any more emails like requests, this particular person wanted me to give them a testimonial. And I received so many requests for this, so I have to be very careful, especially on this area of emails, on where and how much I put my time on, right? So what happened, that Friday came, and my weekend came, and it is spent with my family. So that's my balance. I focus my weekends on family. And the email had to wait till Monday. Well, by Monday, this person emailed me all weekend, and Monday I had received the sixth email and sent me very nasty words, wanting to know why I had not jumped on the opportunity to help her. I'm sharing this with you because I want you to ask yourself something right now. How many things are you doing for others in your life that really people are not appreciating? And you're just doing it. And maybe are they seeing you as their doormat? Or maybe they just want it done, but they really truly don't appreciate it. And are you draining yourself? Are you missing out on the things that you should be doing for yourself? Think about that, and think about that hard, because that's really important. So many times we get busy doing nothing. It's not part of our goals, not part of, you know, where our future is or what we want to focus on, you know, for what's coming. It's really important to look at that. Now, one of the things that really helped me, and I want to share this little tip with you, is that I have a day timer. And no matter who you are, if you're a mom or whoever you are, get a day timer and highlighters. You know the highlighter pens? And what I do is I take a highlighter and I mark in my day timer where I'm doing what. So, for example, if you look at my day timer, you will see yellow in my my time for my fitness. And you will see when I'm doing my radio show and the preparation that goes with that. And you will see when I'm having family time. And weekends, I spend a lot of time as grandma for my grandson and soon to be second grandson. And we have daytime, so I mark off that's time for my grandchildren and time for my children and the whole routine. So when you have a day timer, you can say, okay, yes, I have to work 9 to 5 maybe, but I've marked off this other time where I'm doing what. Maybe it's running your kids to their activities. You have to fit in time for yourself every single day, folks. It's so important, and so important for your health, because you need to have that quality time for yourself to do the things like the exercise and, you know, working on yourself, meditation, even having a nice soak in a bath with Epsom salts and aromatherapy. It's awesome. So really think about these couple things I've shared with you. Now, early in the show, I talked to you about this great book that I'm following, Eat Right for Your Blood Type. The book is, the author is Dr. Peter Dadamo. Sorry, I'm having troubles always saying that name. But the book is Eat Right for Your Blood Type. And this book will really, really, I promise you, really, really, really help you with your health. It has been absolutely life-changing for myself and all my family and all of our friends that are following this book. And, you know, don't ignore this suggestion I'm giving you about this book, because it really is phenomenal. And it will tell you every blood type. So check that out. Again, it's Eat Right for Your Blood Type. And I also mentioned about Louise L. Hay, this phenomenal book that, you know, if you're going through stuff, always look at the emotional reason behind it first. And with Louise's book, You Can Heal Your Life, her book will tell you what your condition is. So, for example, with me, I had Crohn's disease. So what I did, I looked up what Crohn's disease meant, and I saw it was all about fear. And I thought, okay, so I have to work on releasing that. So I worked with a coach, and I did that process. So this was amazing for me as an awareness. And like I shared in the show, it's been an amazing awareness for my kids. So get yourself a copy of that as well. Those are two great, great tools for you. Now, for me to put that right, the fuel into my tank is so important. So please know, become aware of your emotional effects on your health and begin the process of making the positive changes in your life. Please don't wait to make the changes with your health when it's too late. Now, if you need help with making any positive changes in your life, I'm here to help you. Over 6 weeks, you can have a new life with health, energy, and balance. And to learn more how I can help you, go to my website, asksuelondon.com/one-on-one coaching 2. Okay, so check that out. And go to my website. Make sure you sign up for the free newsletter at asksuelondon.com. And when you sign up for the newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with lots of tools and techniques to help you even more. We have gone through so much here today. I hope I didn't overwhelm you, but I'm just so wanting to help you have that health and that vitality and that wonderful future ahead of yourself. Now I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Sarah Frederick, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Next week on the show, we've got Jeanette Hunter, and our topic is Feng Shuiing Your Space. On behalf of my guest, Dr. Sarah Ferrant, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.